Hello everybody, I hope you're doing great. It's 10:40 actually a.m. and it is the 13th of Farvardin. And it is the weather, but I'm in home and my family is sleeping. So I have to actually speaking a little quietly with you. Well, the story that I've studied, it was about John Howard Griffin. And actually, I think he was a hero, but he's unknown person. That if you go out and talking with people and asking them, I think most of the people don't have any information about him. And it was really interesting for me, his life. Well, you know, we have actually lots of challenging between black people and white people. And we have this challenge now. It happens sometimes, not usually or always, but it happens sometimes. And we have lots of hero, actually, for black people, like Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, or lots of people like this. But one of the greatest hero that I've told you, it was actually John Howard Griffin. And he was exceptional things because his skin was white, but he was an agent of the black people. John Howard Griffin was born in 1920. Well, the society grew up in thought that the black people were inferior. And John Howard actually Griffin had this opinion, actually had this fanatical opinion. You can search it in internet, can describe it. Had this fanatical opinion. One day he was talking with his granddad, and he said to his granddad that the black people were inferior. I don't want to look at them. I don't want to talk with them. I don't want to eat with them as actually in the same table, and that they are actually dragon or something like this. But his granddad didn't have a fanatical opinion about black people, and he loves black people. So when his Griffin said this, he slapped his grandson and said, "Will you cut it out? I don't want to talk with you about these things anymore. There are people like us. We are actually both of us. Black people and white people are human, and there is no difference between us." So it was shocking for Griffin. And actually, I think after, I don't know, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or any things, he decided to be agent of the black people. What actually Griffin did shocked America. Well, he decided to pose as a black man. He pretended to be a black man. His skin was white, but decided to pose as a black man. So he used actually hours under sun lamps. He took drugs and stain, and he was ready to go outside as a black man. He decided to go to the south of America. It was the place that blocking black people from restaurants, restrooms, fountain drinking, a place that you can go and drink, fountain drinking. And he decided to go and find a job in this place, and he was trying to see the reaction of black people, white people, that what is the feeling of black people when they go outside and when they want to actually have a relationships or a finding job in outside. And he became actually depressed and sad, because when you go to the south of America, he was alienated. He felt that he was alienated, and people treated him like a disease, and a stranger threatened him, and he didn't know why, and he told and talked to the people, for example, for a job, that I have this ability. I can, for example, speak English, or I have information technology or something like that. But they didn't pay attention about them. They only look at his skin. Is it white or black? If it is black, you can't work here. So after this, John Howard Griffin decided to record his experience, and he wrote a book that the name it was The Black as Light as Me, and it was the mirror of the American people, and he was trying to say that black people as like as white people, and just no difference between them.